Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. It's a candid, humble memoir about one young man's diagnosis of multiple sclerosis and how his poor me attitude cost him his marriage. Life Interrupted, It's Not All About Me by MS sufferer Chris Tadevosian chronicles his own struggles, his experiences in his life and marriage, and how his poor me attitude broke him and his relationship with his wife down bit by bit. His hope that Life Interrupted will help others learn from his relationship-destroying mistakes and be a guide for anyone who wants to deal positively with illness or strengthen a relationship. Chris grew up in Holliston, Massachusetts in 1980 while a freshman at Johnston State College. He was diagnosed with MS. He graduated in 1983 with a BS degree in ecology and minor in chemistry, employed as an analytical chemical technician for 7 years before becoming an occupational safety coordinator consultant, a career cut short in 1993 by MS. Chris Tadevosian, motivational speaker, columnist, talk radio host, seen in usatoday.com, forbes.com, Pathways Magazine UK, and many others, author of Life Interrupted, It's Not All About Me, is our guest on the program. Chris, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us on This Week in America.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be here. And with an introduction like that, I don't know if there's any time left for a show.
We're out of time, but we'll have Chris back on it. No, we have plenty of time left to talk with Chris. There's so much I really want to get into with the book and your story and how you are now inspiring other people to get through difficulties in their lives. Let's go back to the inspiration, why you decided to write this book and what this whole experience has been like. Why did you write the book?
Well, originally I started writing the book with the intention of helping one person, myself, because my divorce got rather ugly and my wife's attorney had really embellished a lot of the situations and problems that were in our marriage so that it made me look like a monster. And I wanted to let family members, relatives, and even in-laws know that I was not that monster that I was portrayed to be.
Yeah, you've reached out to other people, and I know the feedback that you have gotten over the years just in telling your story and now being able to write about it and to help people. This has to be inspiring to you to think that I am able to stop people from, prevent them from making the same mistakes that I made.
Absolutely, Rick. You know, when I first started this whole process, I thought to myself, first of all, I could not hold my head up back in 1999, 2000. I could not hold my head up and keep my torso up in a chair. I couldn't use my hands. They felt like baseball gloves, so I couldn't grasp anything. So I was thinking to myself, can I really write a book? And I have a close relationship with God, and I don't mean to get into the whole religion thing because I know some people don't want to hear that, but I do have a relationship with God that's very intimate, and I asked him for directions and to show me if this was something I should be considering doing. And that night, I was watching television, primetime TV, and I got a phone call, and it was a telemarketer. And she was selling magazine subscriptions, and of course I didn't want any, but I listened to her spiel. And then when she was done with her spiel, I said, you know, she tried to sell me something. I'm going to tell her about my book and see if I can sell her one. And I did sell her one because she turned out to have Crohn's disease. And her husband was not sympathetic to the fact that she needed to be near a restroom when they went to their son's baseball game or to an aquarium. And I can understand that because with MS, you have issues with bladder retention. And for years, I had to be near a bathroom, too. And that situation has since been rectified for me. But that is a problem that really stuck out to me because we both had this situation. And this poor woman was dealing with a husband who didn't believe she was even sick. Because these invisible illnesses are difficult to live with for that reason, especially because people believe you. I can remember when I first was diagnosed and I was a chemist, people in the laboratory were looking at me like, you can't go and get this sample for us, which involves going up 4 flights of stairs. And I said, no, I can't. And they didn't understand why, because at the time I was a bodybuilder and I looked like I could do anything. But that was not the case. So I understand where other people are coming from with chronic illnesses. And this woman, it was amazing. When I told her about my book and she told me about her husband, she said, oh, this is perfect for him. I need him to read this so he can understand what I'm going through. And, you know, it just caught me by surprise that I could actually help somebody that way. And I've spoken before a number of groups. I've spoken at hospitals in the area here in Massachusetts, McLean Hospital, which is a hospital for depressed individuals with psychiatric issues. And I spoke there, and I was amazed at the turnout, and the number of books I sold was incredible, but I never expected that. And I had people coming up to me saying they were living the same story, the same problems. And it was just amazing because I went to a place for depression. I never thought they would have issues that I was having.
Yeah, and the story is so relatable. The name of the book is Life Interrupted. It's not all about me. Chris Tadevosian is our guest in the program. That's Tatevosian. His website is authorchristadevosian.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Chris's website. Learn a little bit more about his story and get information, and you can order the book there as well. One of the things, and this, if you're suffering from a chronic illness, or if you're just finding life sometimes a little bit overwhelming, the poor me attitude. You talk about letting go of the poor me attitude, and you make a case that this actually is as bad, if not sometimes even worse, than the chronic illness you're facing.
A poor me attitude is really, it's, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's a pain in the ass. Because
yes.
It's a situation of hidden agendas that, for example, when I was suffering with MS, at the end of a hard work day, my wife would walk in the house, and I would do things like cleaning the house during the day and vacuum or shampoo a carpet. And by the time she came in, and people with MS know that between the hours of 3 and 10 o'clock, the disease exacerbates and it subsides again. For me, it subsides about 10 o'clock at night. I'm almost normal again. And that was difficult for me because when my wife came in, I seemed like I couldn't do anything. And I was on the floor, literally on the floor. And when she would serve dinner at 6 o'clock, I would be lying on the floor on my stomach, eating from a plate, watching TV on the floor. And that was just something, that was the norm for me. So I'm not complaining about that. I enjoyed lying down with the family and watching television and eating. But the MS was very difficult. And it amazes me how people can deal with it because people have it a lot worse than I do. And I have a pretty severe case. But if you were to look at me and I was sitting in a chair, not my wheelchair, you would have no idea that I had an affliction at all. And thank God it hasn't affected my speaking voice. I spoke too soon. It has affected my speaking voice. No. My cognitive issues are an issue with MS, and a lot of times I'll lose my train of thought, and that's embarrassing because I do like speaking to groups of people, and that's not a time to lose your train of thought, and that does happen many times, and there's nothing I can do about that. But as long as I explain that up front, people understand.
It's amazing what you have been able to do. And Chris's book is Life Interrupted. It's not all about me. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly to Chris's website, which is authorchristadevosian.com, and get all the information on the book. Very honest in talking about how this poor me attitude that you had really broke your relationship with your wife, didn't it? It really ended what was, up to that point, described as a storybook marriage.
Yes. The poor me attitude is really difficult. I can only explain it by saying that the poor me attitude is really just using hidden agendas to get an individual to do what you want them to do. For example, if I started vacuuming or shampooing the rug and I would get 10 minutes in and I'm completely wiped out, and people with MS will know, you can't even stand up or hold your head up. And I was on the floor when my wife walked in at 5 o'clock, and the last thing she wanted to do was come in from a hard day's of work and see that, oh, I'm halfway through shampooing the carpet, so now she's got to take over and finish that. That put a smile on her face. And I did the same thing one day with staining the deck. I stained the deck, and 10 minutes into the project, I'm out in the heat on the deck, and the sun affects the MS and makes it exacerbate. So it wasn't even 10 minutes before I was lying on the deck, unable to move. My wife came home to that one night. So that I learned that I could use those hidden agendas to get her to complete what I couldn't. So if I wanted the deck stained or the rug rent shampooed, I could start these projects and I know she would have to finish them. Now, that's a horrible thing to do, but that's the state of mind I was in when I was so depressed. And I was in a terrible downward spiral, and I didn't think I was ever going to recover. And when I divorced and came home in 2005, I really was surprised that I was able to write this book, because I didn't think I could do it. Like I said, I couldn't handle a pen.
Right.
And luckily for assistive technology, it aided me in being able to write the book. I could do it with voice recognition technology, but still I would have difficulties because I couldn't handle moving the microphone or a telephone or whatever I needed was still an issue. And, you know, I didn't mention this before, but not being able to be employed is a very difficult thing. When I had to retire in 1995, that was difficult for me to swallow because my wife had to pick up the slack for me. And there was another thing that started me into this downward spiral of depression. So the only thing that got me out of that was writing this book. It allowed me to have a purpose once again. Now I was allowed to share this book with folks. I could speak at speaking engagements. I could go to hospitals and help support groups. And I've really it's benefited me, and it's helped others. And it's allowed me, my head's up, my torso is up, I'm functioning. I can't walk, but I can actually stand at the wall, hold the bar, and do 50 squats. So I'm much better than I was. And I'm happy and blessed to be alive. And having God in my life is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
And you talk about that quite honestly in the book, Life Interrupted, It's Not All About Me. Time is going by way too quickly here, but I'm sure there are people that are listening that are like, geez, I wish I could be like Chris. I wish I could summon up that inner energy to get through this depression that I'm living in. What is some advice on how to give to people how to manage what I assume are sometimes difficult to handle emotions that you're suffering with a chronic illness? You've talked about that and the emotional swing. How do you get through that? How do you get through that period?
Well, one point I'd like to make before I even forget is people should realize that worrying about doing things like shampooing the rug and staining the deck, worrying about things like that, it's that kind of worry that causes you to be frustrated. I was frustrated because as a guy, I couldn't help my wife. But that worry does nothing more than ensure that the future for which you hope, it just ensures that that future never comes to fruition. It never happens because your wife or your spouse will leave you before then, because there's no way they can take that depression and that telling of your symptoms day in, day out, over and over again. Your spouse knows what your symptoms are. You don't have to say every day, my hand is so numb, I can't see. You don't have to keep saying that, because that wears on the strongest person, never mind on a person that is closest to you and cares about you the most. Think about that. Who would want to come home from work and come to that? Because it's just too depressing. So I want to advise people to be aware of that depression that you're spreading in the family through a whole worry process. You don't need to worry about the future. The future will happen.
Chris Tadevosian, our guest on the program, Life Interrupted, It's Not All About Me, is his book. The book's available wherever books are sold. You can find information at his website, authorchristadevosian.com. That's T-A-T-E-V-O-S-I-A-N. ChrisTadevosian.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to that. In the couple minutes we have left, it's interesting with all that you've gone through. You talk in the book about, through it all, I lived the most wonderful and amazing life. Talk about, some people would say, well, how can you say that? How do you get to the point where you're talking about a wonderful, amazing life? And how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well today. But as far as an amazing life, when I finished college in 1979, first of all, those 4 years in college were the best time of my life. And my MS was not diagnosed until halfway through college, and I had roommates, four guys, very close, Charlie, Dave, Squatch, and myself. We all took care of one another, and these were big guys, all over 200 pounds, so I never had to worry about anything. If I was ever in a situation where I was in a group of people that were a little too rowdy, and they didn't like my joking around, because I do have a sense of humor that a lot of people may not think is funny, but so I could get myself in trouble, and thank God I had these four mooses with me all the time to take care of me. And when we were in Burlington, we had all the best toys. I had a beautiful Camaro. We had motorcycles, windsurfers, sailboats. We had everything, and we weren't rich and famous. We were just four guys right out of college, and we're lucky if we had an income of $20,000 between the four of us. And we lived in a beautiful home, four-bedroom home, in a beautiful neighborhood, where the neighbor across the street came up to us one day and said, "You four just do not belong." And that was a joke for years to come at every party we ever had. Remember, when you come in, we do not belong here. But
yeah,
we had a great time, and I was really blessed to have those guys. And now that I'm home, and I'm remarried, and I'm so happy, and life is so good. I have a great apartment, a great situation with a power wheelchair that reclines. I can put my feet up and watch television all in this chair. And it allows me to get out in the neighborhood, because it travels 20 miles on a single charge, so I can go up, get ice cream, do whatever I want. I live normal. If I wasn't sitting in this chair, you wouldn't know there was an issue. And I'm loving life, and I love helping others.
A message that you have in the book is, there is life with this disease. And as you just detailed over the last couple of minutes, you actually have figured out how to do that and how to enjoy the life that you have and embrace it. And the power of family and friendship in doing that. The book is Life Interrupted, It's Not All About Me. The author is Chris Tadevosian, our guest in the program, T-A-T-E-V-O-S-I-A-N. The website is authorchristadevosian.com. Book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, and you can go to the website thisweekinamerica.us and link on directly to Chris's website. Chris, this book is an inspiration to many people to read your story. Many people can relate to that. I am headed to where Chris was. I see how he turned it around and made life today something that he fully embraces. Thank you so much for writing the book and for sharing the story with us on the program today.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick, very much. And I just want to say one final thing, if I may.
Sure.
And that is that I want to let people know that if you're disabled, it's important to find a marriage counselor if you're running into a problem with your family. It's important to find a marriage counselor that is familiar with relationships and disability. Because the first counselor that my wife and I saw, I swear, was the reason my wife asked for a divorce. Because it was only a week after seeing that counselor, and the counselor was absolutely useless and did not ask me anything. It was just a horrible experience, and I believe it cost me my marriage. So I wanted to tell people, find a counselor. There are counselors that deal with disability and relationships, so take some time to research that. It's easy on the internet now, so.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought that up. There's so many issues like that that Chris addresses in his book, Life Interrupted. It's not all about me. Chris Tadevosian, our guest on the program. You can link on to the website, Chris's website, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.